Supernatural virtue of faith is the very foundation of the supernatural life in the soul, without which none of us can be saved. Then the four gifts of the Holy Ghost for the mind are steerabilities, extra steerabilities, power-assisted steering for our faith. How does that apply? Grasp. The first of the four gifts is in understanding, which means that I have an extra gift for understanding the truths of the faith, for grasping, for sensing what they mean. Not sensing in the senses, but sensing in the mind. There's a word that's been taken from sensation and belongs in this case to intellection. An extra gift for grasping the import of the faith in life. And the truths of the faith. A gift of seeing into the truths of the faith. And again, think of Catholics that you know, and some clearly have that extra gift for grasping their faith. Others don't. They may be just as believing, but they don't have the same gift for grasping what they believe. Then next, GPS ponder. And there are two of the four gifts for the mind. One ponders on creatures, again, in the light of God and assisted by the Holy Ghost. And the other ponders on the Creator. The gift which ponders on creatures is knowledge. The gift of the Holy Ghost is which enables us to weigh and to think and to judge as the Holy Ghost would have us judge in matters of creatures, of creation, of creatures amongst creation. There, the gift is knowledge. When it comes to the Creator, when it comes to an extra steerability in judging of our faith in relation to the Creator, there the gift is wisdom. It seems natural that wisdom should be a higher gift than knowledge. As knowledge is of creatures, so wisdom, the gift of wisdom, is the gift of judging of our truths of faith and the application of our faith in the light of the Creator, judging in connection with the Creator. And then finally, the fourth gift of the mind is the mind that is the gift that selects, or if you like, applies to concrete cases, to particular cases, what I have thought about, pondered, judged, assessed in the light of the Holy Ghost, and that is the gift of counsel. So understanding introduces to judging, which is of lower things or of higher things, knowledge and wisdom. And then when the mind, assisted by the Holy Ghost, has judged, then how does it apply that judgment to the situation in which it finds itself? And there another gift kicks in, the gift of counsel. Four gifts for the mind, my dear friends. Four gifts for the mind. One gift for the will, two gifts for the passions. Doesn't that tell us that when we're moving into the higher, if you like, the higher realms of the spiritual life, far from it being love, 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 no. Love follows. Love follows what's in the mind. If the mind is full of darkness, the will is going to be completely lost. The mind informs the will. The will chooses. The will is of crucial importance. But the will can't choose things which the mind has not presented to it. Choosing, I can only choose between things I know. I can't choose something of which I have no knowledge. And so, while free will is the faculty of choice, is like, the act of choosing is an act of will, the act of deciding. Nevertheless, those decisions and those choices depend entirely upon what has been in the mind. Now, of course, how the mind is used depends upon how the will chooses. I can turn my mind towards something, or I can turn my mind away from something. The psalmist says, noluit intellegere, they didn't want to understand. I turned my mind away from things I didn't want to understand. So in that sense, of course, the will controls the mind. But when it comes to information, the will can only choose between things that the mind has presented to it, at least in generally, if not in all detail. So that these two great faculties take five of the seven gifts, but four are for the guidance system in the mind, and only one for the choices afterwards. Interesting. Interesting. It's not, as I say, how people today think. People today have it wrong, uphill and down dale. People today are wrong. They think that all that matters is love, and just so long as you have good intentions, and so long as I'm good-hearted, that's enough. No, it isn't. The way to hell is paved with good intentions, says the proverb. A lot of people today are full of good intentions, and the world is going to rack and ruin. Because of the lack of good intentions. Many people today have good intentions. It's the lack of truth. People today tend to think all that matters is sincerity. The great virtue today is sincerity and tolerance. Listen to those two, sincerity and tolerance. Both of them back off or go around the truth. Tolerance means I should be tolerant, I should accept anybody's opinion. That's how people take it today. I must not be condemnatory, or as they say, discriminatory, when it comes to judging that two and two are not five. I should be tolerant when somebody says to me that two and two are five. After all, it's creative, and it's progressive, and it's new, and it's not stuck in the mud, and it's inventive to think that two and two are five, and it's free. I'm at last free from two and two being four. Oh, what miserable narrow-mindedness to have to always think and say that two and two are four. I'm free, liberty. My dear friends, madness, madness. And today, the mass of people around us are freeing their minds from two and two are four. Of course, when it comes to building a bridge, then they will calculate, because they don't want to, when they drive over it, to fall into the river, then they will calculate, the engineers will take seriously two and two are four. But when it comes to building a bridge to heaven, any religion is good enough. Even if all of these religions contradict one another, and even if they talk nonsense, still they're good enough, just as long as I have a good heart, just as long as I mean well, and just as long as I'm sincere. What do you say of an engineer who, in place of building his bridge with two pillars, because that's what's needed by the state of the sand, he builds it with only one? The bridge is going to collapse as soon as anything drives over it. Oh, but the engineer was sincere. What value is his sincerity? I come up to this bridge in my car. It looks a little insecure to me, and I ask a bystander, who was it that built this bridge? Oh, so-and-so and so-and-so. Did he really look at the books? No, he didn't look at the books to see. He didn't look at the engineering books, but he was sincere. He had a marvelous smile. You should have seen him on television. A wonderful character. Yes, but did he look at the books? Did he study what this kind of sand needs? No. He just has a marvelous heart. Well, thanks very much, but I'm not going to drive over this bridge. And yet people will drive over any bridge. They will say any bridge is good enough to get to heaven, just as long as the designer of the bridge is sincere and full of nice intentions and tolerant of everybody else's false bridges. Come on! When it comes to building a bridge, any of us has the common sense that whoever designs it has got to obey the rules. He's got to know the rules, and he's got to obey the rules in designing the bridge. How many of you would come into this chapel if you were told that the pillars or the walls weren't strong enough to take the roof? It's simply a matter of time before the whole thing collapses on whoever's head is underneath. What is dogma? What's Catholic doctrine? Except the engineering books. Catholic dogma is what tells us how to build a solid bridge to get to heaven. Oh, but when it comes to getting to heaven, it doesn't matter. I'm tolerant of all other religions. Fool. Fool. Do you think you do a favor? Do you think you or I would do a favor to all of these people in false religions if we don't tell them what the truth is? Of course. Prudence applies, the gift of counsel. And I may see very clearly that the religion is false, but if it's going to be counterproductive for me to say so, I won't say so. And often today it is counterproductive to say the least little thing, because nobody has the right any longer today to possess the truth. No longer has anyone the right to be intolerant or discriminatory or to say that their opinion is true and everybody else's opinion is false. If my opinion is true, it's no longer an opinion, it's the truth. The truth is the truth, whether I hold it or not. It's not my opinion that makes the truth, it's the truth that makes me no longer have an opinion, but have the truth. But try to say this to people today. Their minds are gone. Now you see why four of the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost are for the mind. Because especially today, people's minds are mush. They can no longer think. They no longer want to think. The will has been informed that all that matters is sincerity and tolerance. They were informed at their school, they were informed at university, they're informed by their politicians, they're informed by the media that all that matters is sincerity and tolerance. Truth is unfindable. There's no one single truth. That's what their wills are now informed with. That's what their wills now apply the intellect to believe. And that's what so many people now believe. It's a completely false belief. The truth is findable, it is one, and it is exclusive, and it excludes error. The truth excludes anything that contradicts it. There is mostly one religion which believes that Jesus Christ is God, and that's our religion. Some Protestants and the Orthodox, let's grant. But the Jews, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the communists, you name it, all other religions which do not believe that Jesus Christ is God are false. And there's no way that people holding those religions can get to heaven except by some exceptional grace of God. Because they have error in their minds. They cannot have the faith. They're disbelieving the great truth of the incarnation which God puts before every man in some way or other. And then it's a kindness, it's charity for me as a Catholic to allow people who deny the incarnation to think that they're just as much on the road to heaven as anybody else. I don't understand my faith. I certainly don't have the gift of understanding at that point. I may myself believe, but I don't have the gift of understanding what I believe. The Holy Ghost's gift of understanding what it is that I believe. The gifts are something other than faith, hope, and charity. They are extras, if you like. I say power assistance, there's the steering wheel, and then there's the power assistance of the steering wheel. There are the theological virtues, and then there are the gifts of the Holy Ghost helping the theological virtues and also the passions. Ah, my dear friends, let us think. Do you know what faculty thinking is an act of? Thinking is an act of the mind. How many people today think? They don't think, they don't want to think, they just want to enjoy. And the world today, some of you have heard the comparison before, imagine a large party raft. A big raft supported by jerry cans, I don't know, by drums, or a big raft on a great river floating downstream towards the Niagara Falls. And the sound of the Niagara Falls is there in the distance and is becoming slowly louder. But on the party raft, they've got a steel band which is making a lot of noise, and a few people on the raft, there's a large party going on the raft. This is modern life in the modern world. There's a great party going on the raft, and there are perhaps more than one band kicking up an incredible noise to make so you can't even hear yourself, so that you can't even hear yourself think. That's it. That's exactly what all of this noise is about. To stop ourselves thinking. The poor youngsters with these Walkmen drumming this, banging this noise in, precisely so that they won't think. I don't want to think. I don't want to question the wonderful way of life, the wonderful, soft, and sinful way of life which I so enjoy at the moment. Let us have more sin and more softness. And that's what I want, and I'm going to turn my mind away from any questioning of the sinfulness and the softness. And that's what the mass of people today are doing. And so the raft is drifting downstream, and the spray is coming up, and the spray is becoming clearer, and the sound is becoming louder, and all the people do is make the band play even louder so that they can happily go over the falls and crash at the bottom. That's the way it's going, because people are refusing to think. My dear friends, it's not just today, it's in the Old Testament. The prophet Jeremiah says, if the world is in such a state, it's because nobody is thinking in his heart. Thinking in his heart, that's a Hebrew expression. It's not strictly correct. You and I don't think in our hearts, we think with our minds. But what it means is, of course, it's covering both. People are not, with their heart, people are not applying their minds to think about the truth. So it's a loose expression, but it's good enough. Well, it's scripture, so of course it's good enough. But in any case, today, people don't want to think. Well, let us, all of us, considering the division and nature of the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost, which belong in particular to the sacrament today, let us ask the Holy Ghost to fill each of our minds especially our minds. We can also for sure ask for the gifts of piety and fortitude and fear, of course. They're fine, good, excellent. They come from God, excellent. But today it's the gifts of the mind that are especially needed. Let us pray, all of us, for those receiving the sacrament today, that they learn to use their minds under the guidance and power assistance of the Holy Ghost, that they learn to use their minds, and that they don't switch off their minds. Oh, I learned the catechism for confirmation, and once I knew that, I never again attended a catechism class because I didn't need to know any more about my faith. I got confirmation, that's it, that's all I need. Oh, my dear friends, is that how we treat our youngsters? Is that really what we think is best for our youngsters? Is that what we let them get away with? Of course, they're little monkeys, they're little angels and little monkeys, and the little monkeys don't want to make any further effort when it comes to religion if they don't have to. Are we going to let them crash over the falls, our own children? Understanding, grasping what it is that I believe by the fact that I'm a Catholic and have the Catholic faith. Knowledge of what creatures really are in the light of God as the Holy Ghost sees them and as the Holy Ghost wishes me to make use of them. Wisdom to see all that I believe, to see all that I experience in the light of God. And to judge correctly of things as God would have me judge of them. And then counsel for my mind, counsel in the mind, applying good judgment. Because it's not enough just to judge well, you also have to apply your judgments. It needs another gift to apply well what one knows. Some people have very good judgment and no practical sense. Some people have practical sense and not good judgment. They're different things. Let us pray, all of us, both those receiving the sacrament today and all the rest of us, allow the Holy Ghost to exercise his GPS in our own lives, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.